Agathis australis, Kodi. New Zealand's Kodi is the largest tree in the Agathis genus and the only Agathis species native to New Zealand. Kodi are one of the largest and longest living trees in the world. The Kodi family. The New Zealand's Kodi, Agathis australis, belongs to one of the world's oldest family of conifers, the Orichiraceae family. This family includes trees like the monkey puzzle tree and the very rare Wallemi tree, only discovered in Australia in 1994. When the dinosaurs became extinct 66 million years ago, so too did all members of the Orichiraceae family in the Northern Hemisphere. The family now includes three genera, all naturally growing in the Southern Hemisphere. One of these is known as Agathis. Agathis has 21 tree species that are found in forests from Southeast Asia to the Western Pacific. All the trees in the Agathis genus are generally known today as Kodi. Family, Orichiraceae, genus, Agathis, species, Australis. Where Kodi grows. Kodi naturally grow in forests throughout northern New Zealand, north of Kawhia and just south of Tauranga. They are generally found from sea level to 700 metres. Fossil evidence shows that it once grew as far south as Invercargill. Kodi are still found in more southerly locations, but their ability to grow and thrive is reduced. The exact reasons for this is still open for debate. There is no typical Kodi forest. Kodi can grow by themselves or as dense stands. A Kodi forest often includes many other tree species. Fully grown Kodi trees stand above a canopy of smaller trees. They may be covered in lianes and epiphytes. Close to the ground are small trees and shrubs, such as Kodi grass, found only in a Kodi forest. A keystone species. A keystone species is a plant or animal that has a special and important role in the way an ecosystem works. All species in an ecosystem are somehow linked to one another. This is called interconnectedness. But without keystone species, the ecosystem would be very different, or it may not even exist. A small number of keystone species can have a huge impact on the environment. Kodi are a keystone species. Many plants and animals have evolved to live on and around Kodi. For example, Kodi trees create a type of soil, Kodi podzol, in which only specialized plants can survive. These plant species could become extinct if enough Kodi die. There are many other plants and animals that thrive within Kodi forests. So it's not just the Kodi trees themselves that need to be saved, it's a whole ecosystem. What other keystone species are there? What Kodi looks like. Young Kodi trees have a narrow pyramid shape like most conifers. The trees shed their lower branches when the tops reach the forest canopy. Mature Kodi develop massive column-like trunks and spreading crowns. Large trees are held up by spreading lateral roots anchored with peg roots. Peg roots can reach 5 meters into the ground. The feeding roots form a fine surface mat within the litter mound that surrounds each tree. The trunk of a full-grown Kodi has greyish bark. It has a pattern caused by the bark flaking off, known as hammermark bark. Kodi gum seeps from the bark of mature trees to repair injury or decay. Kodi tree leaves are oblong in shape and bronze when young. The leaves turn bright green as the tree grows. The Kodi is a conifer, which means it produces cones, both male and female. Male cones are finger-shaped and fall once they have released their pollen in spring. Female cones are round and turn from green to brownish-red as they mature. They ripen after 3 years of growth and release seeds that are dispersed by the wind. Size. A kodi's height averages 30 to 40 meters. Trunks reach an average diameter of over 1 meter by 600 to 700 years of age. Trees can survive for 1,000 years or more. At this age, their trunk diameter averages 2 meters. Trees older than 1,700 years have trunk diameters measuring over 3 meters. Kauri of this size are now rare. The ages of the largest survivors, like Tane Mahuta, diameter over 4 meters, are not accurately known, but have been estimated at 1,500 to 2,000 years. Even bigger trees were known in the past, some with diameters of more than 7 meters. When people first arrived in New Zealand over 1,000 years ago, kauri forests covered 1.2 million hectares. Only 7,455 hectares of mature kauri forest remains today. Stands of these trees are scattered in patches. Make comparisons between kauri and another native tree growing near you.